Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the fifth parak of Maseches Kilayim. Today we're going to be finishing off the fifth parak with Parak Hey Mishnah Chas, and then we're going to begin the sixth parak with Parak Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Parak Hey Mishnah Chas is going to be continuing our discussion regarding Kilei HaKerem, various situations of Kilayim as it pertains to the vineyard, says the Mishnah. Hamikayim kotzim bekerem. If a person allows kotzim to grow in his vineyard, once again, to be mikayim, something in your vineyard means that you found out about it and you allow it to continue to grow. So if a person allows thorns to continue to grow in his vineyard, Rabbi Eliezer says, Kidesh, this is considered to be kilayim, as the Bartanura points out. Why would it be considered to be kilayim? These thorns aren't beneficial, they're not helpful. No one in their right mind would intentionally cultivate and grow thorns in their field, in their property. But explains the Bartanura, no, that in Arabia, some faraway country, they would in fact grow thorns intentionally, cultivate thorns intentionally, so that they would feed them to the camels. And because in such a place they would do this intentionally with thought, with kavana, with purpose, therefore anywhere in the world, according to Rabbi Eliezer, growing thorns in a vineyard would be problematic, would be a case of kilayim. But continues the Mishnah, v'chachamim omer, and the chachamim say, lo kidesh, no, this is not considered to be a situation of kilayim. Ela davar shekamohu mikaymin. It's only considered, according to the Chachamim, and we paskin like the Chachamim, it's only considered to be a situation of kilayim if in that particular place it's normal. So in Arabia, where they grow these thorns intentionally with kavana, with purpose, to feed them to the camel, so there it would be kilayim. But say the Chachamim, if it's not beneficial for you, if it's not a place for you, that you would typically grow such an item, such a crop, such a plant, in your field, then it would not be a situation of kilayim, because in your particular place, in your particular area, there's certainly no purpose, there's certainly no intention. Continues the Mishnah, Ha'erus v'hakisom v'shoshanas hamelech v'chol mine zroa, which lists of different types of plants, exactly what their details are, not really for us right now. Einon kilayim bekerem. They're not considered to be kilayim because these items, these crops, are not typically things that people cultivate, that people grow intentionally. Once again, the main idea here is that if there's something that grows on its own or happenstance, it grows in some other way, if it's not something that you want, if it's not something that people want, that benefits you in any way, then there's no problem of kilayim. It's all about intention, it's all about purpose, it's all about the kavana that a person has. Continues the Mishnah, hakonbos, when it comes to this, like hemp it's pronounced, or it's really these different, this material, this crop that was used to make fibers for clothes, for ropes, and so on. The seeds of the canvas, of the hemp, are actually edible, but the purpose of growing such an item is not for food, it's for making fibers and allowing you to create and to cultivate clothing or rope. So when it comes to hemp, what's the halacha? Rabbi Tarfon says, Eino kilayim. It's not considered to be kilayim because, again, there's no purpose when it comes to food. Kilayim is only when it comes to food, at least with regard to plants. And because the hemp is not being grown and planted for food, therefore it's not kilayim. V'chachamim omer, the chachamim say, no, it is considered to be kilayim, and the halacha is like the chachamim, because even though you may not be growing it for food, you're growing it for clothing, the seeds themselves are edible. You can eat them, people would eat them, and therefore it would be in a problem of kilayim if you grew them in a vineyard or anywhere that was planted right next to other crops. Finishes off the Mishnah and the Perek. V'hakinras, and when it comes to artichoke, kilayim bekerem. Everyone agrees that when it comes to growing artichoke, that does have the potential to create a problem of kilayim. And as the Bartanura points out, even though artichoke is something that could last for many, many years, it's not like a typical crop that you have to replant every year. It could be there for many, many years. It's still a problem of kilayim. We still give it the status of a vegetable, even, and not like a tree. The chiddush is, what we're learning from here, is that even though a tree would not create a problem of kilayim in a vineyard, because the artichoke is, even though the artichoke is something that lasts for many years, it still has the status of a vegetable, and therefore it would create a problem potentially of kilayim if it is being cultivated, if it is being grown in a vineyard. Okay, Now we're going to begin the sixth parak of Maseches Kilayim with Parak Vav, Mishnah Aleph, as we continue discussing vines and a vineyard, but in a little bit of a different type of a context and a little bit of a different type of a situation. Until now, we've been discussing a kerem, vines that grow on their own, and you direct them maybe in different places, but by and large, there you plant the seeds and you grow the vines to create the vineyard. As we learned in the fourth parak of Kilayim, we paskin like Beis Hillel, and we assume, generally speaking, that in order for there to for a field to have the status of a kerem, it has to have five vines in two different rows, one with two, one with three, and as a little bit of a tail, as we learned earlier. And that is how you have a general kerem. Now we're going to be discussing the situation of an aris, which is also a vineyard, but the difference is that these are like trained vines. Sometimes you'll see that there are fences, or there are gates, or there are places where the vines are specifically trained to grow around something, not just by themselves, not just in a more haphazard way like a kerem, but in a clear way as they're being trained to grow around something specific. So now we're going to learn what's the halacha when it comes to an aris. And the halacha, we should just know it by both a kerem and an aris, is that you need to give it 4 amos of workspace, 4 amos of area before you start planting anything else. Says the Mishnah, Ezehu aris, what is considered to be an aris, what is considered to be a trained vineyard. Hanoteya shura shel chomish gefanim bitzal hagadar shugova asara tefachim. If you plant one row of 5 vines, we said earlier when it comes to a kerem, we need 2 rows, but according to at least this beginning of the Mishnah, all you need is 1 row of 5 vines. Bitzad hagader, either on it's attached to and on the side of a fence, which is 10 tfachim, o bitzad charet, or it's on the side of a hole of a ditch, shu omek asara tfachim, which is a 10 tfachim deep, v'rachav arba, and 4 tfachim wide. So says the Mishnah, an aris that you need to give 4 amos of space before planting anything else. An aris, this is a trained vineyard, is when it's being when you have the vines that are wrapping around either a fence that is 10 tfachim or a hole that is 10 tfachim deep and 4 tfachim wide. Says the Mishnah, nostin lo avodaso arba amos. In such a situation, just like a regular kerem, you would need to give it 4 amos of space before planting anything else. Again, that workspace that we discussed previously to allow for the ox to go around and to plow around it, the 4 amos must be left in between the aris and between anything else. But now what we're going to discuss is where exactly does that 4 amos get measured from? The wall, or from the fence, or from the vine, which is typically an amma or so off the wall. Beis Shammai, Omrim, Beis Shammai says, Modedin arba amos me'ikr hagefanim lasada. Says Beis Shammai that we would measure the 4 amos of workspace that must be given from the ikr gefanim, from the actual vine itself, towards the field. So the way that it would work is that we would have a vine, and that would sort of be attached to a wall, and 4 tfachim on the other side of that wall, starting from the vine, would be when you need to start. So really, three amos from the wall itself, because let's say you have from the vine, according to Beis Shammai, you have 1 amma to the wall, and then 3 additional amos from the wall out is the workspace that must be given, according to Beis Shammai. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, and Beis Hillel says, Min ha-gader la-sada. No, says Beis Hillel, you simply need 4 amos from the fence itself. So you're not going to have that extra amma from the vine to the fence, simply 4 amos from the fence, and he's a little bit more strict in this situation, Beis Hillel, and therefore you have to give 4 amos from the fence before planting anything else, 4 amos of workspace. Now, even though normally we would allow, as we learned previously, the fence that's there would typically serve as a separation, you would not have to wait 4 amos, you would not have to create workspace of 4 amos before planting anything else, but because the vine is being trained around the fence, and the wall is supporting the vine, therefore we do not consider the fence to be a separation, and therefore you would have to wait 4 amos. Again, according to Beis Shammai, it's from the vine, which would be 3 amos from the wall, or according to Beis Hillel, it would be 4 amos from the wall itself. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri vehemently disagrees to this perspective of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Toim Kola Omrim came. All of these guys who say that an aris is considered to be one row of five vines, they're completely mistaken. They're completely wrong. Ella im yesh sham arba amos meikar gefanim velagader. Rather, it's talking about a situation where you have four amos from the vine to the fence. In between the vine and the fence, there are four amos. There, says the Mishnah, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, nostin lois avodos. So you have to make sure if you have those four amos that you give enough space for it to be. You just have random vines. You have to give enough space of workspace to be there. Vizorea samoser, and whatever is left, you can plant whatever you want. So you have to make sure that there's space in between the vine and the fence, and then you can plant with the remaining point. Now again, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is disagreeing with the premise because both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel felt that is when it comes to an aris, that as long as there's a one row of vines, that would be sufficient for an aris, for a vineyard, and that would require four amos of workspace. But he says no. We hold like Beis Hillel in Perak Dalet Mishnah Hey in two prakim ago, where he said you need two rows. Here you only have one row, and therefore you don't need four amos. It's not considered to be a kerem or an aris. It's nothing. Therefore, only as we're about to see, we only need six tvachim. The kama he avodas hagefen, says the Mishnah. How much? You have a one vine or two vines. Right, so how much is, or even five vines that are in one row. So how much is this avodas hagefen, this workspace of the vine? Shishar tvachim l'kol ruch. All you got to do is give six tvachim in each direction, and then you can plant anything beyond that point. Again, you have four amos in between, so you could plant and just wait six tvachim, create a space of six tvachim, and then you could plant whatever you want beyond that. Rabbi Akiva Omar Shlosha. Rabbi Akiva says no, not six tvachim, but three tvachim. So a quick review. Perek Hey Mishnah Ches was discussing the case of allowing the thorns to grow. We saw the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim regarding whether or not thorns are considered to be problematic when it comes to kilaim. We typically hold like the Chachamim, namely if it's something that has no purpose, no kavana over it's being planted in the place that you're in, then we assume that there's no issue of kilaim when it comes to that. And then I gave a bunch of other examples of different types of plants, different types of vegetables that a person would never plant for their own purpose, for their own needs, and therefore the issur of kilaim would not apply to them. And then we discussed the case of hemp, which is typically something used to make fibers. Rabbi Tarfon said it's not kilaim. The Chacham said that it is kilaim. It's a question. Again, it's not being used typically for food, but said the Chacham, who we paskin like, because they have edible seeds, they would be a problem. And then everyone agreed when it came to artichoke that there is kilaim when it comes to artichoke, because even though they last for many years, they have the status of vegetables, and vegetables have an issur of kilaim when it comes to them and a vineyard, unlike trees which do not. But an artichoke is not considered to be like a tree, it's considered to be like a vegetable. And then the sixth parak discussed the case of an aris, of some sort of a vineyard, that is where the vines of the vineyard are actually trained around a tree or trained around the fence and so on. And the Mishnah said, at least according to the first part of the Mishnah, was Machlokas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, how much must you measure the four amos from? They both assume that if you have one row of five vines that are being trained, that are being intentionally molded, if you will, around a fence, then according to both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we'd have to wait four amos, create a workspace of four amos before planting anything else. The only machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is where do you measure that workspace from? According to Beis Shammai, from the actual vine. According to Beis Hillel, from the fence, which would be totally four amos towards beyond the fence. According to Beis Shammai, would be three amos beyond the fence, presuming that there's one amah in between the vine and the fence itself. But then Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri disagreed and said, no, that the case of an aris is when there are specifically two rows that are being trained around something, and therefore he would say that you'd only have to give six tvachim of workspace around these five vines, because again, there is only one row. Have a great day.